stay at the host hotel for the event. And if you call the Ada Oklahoma Holiday Inn Express and talk to them about the Legal Shield event that's scheduled for April 7th through the 10th, they'll tell you about their room rates. They've got incredible rates for us. And you can actually get a suite for the same price if they have any of that. It's going to be going, again, through, from the 7th through the 10th, and that is the admission price includes your a lot of your meals and all the trainings that we're going to be going to, plus evening events, plus special invitation dinners. So lots of fun events going on. I've attended every More Success Team event that they've had from the very beginning one back in the early 2000s. And they're incredible. They are a game changer for your business. You learn so much as far as, you know, just the basics of the business, whether you're focusing on group marketing or you're building a team, whatever your specialty, there'll be things and special gems that you'll be able to pick up that if you didn't go to this event, you probably would take years to learn them on your own. And that's kind of the advantage of being with a group of people like this. So I'm going to kick the call back over to Moore, and we're going to be bringing our guests on. But it's important if you guys can help us out while we're having these technical difficulties by looking at your phone, and if you have a mute button on your phone, if you'll push that mute button, that'll quiet some of this background noise until we get things straightened out. I want to turn the call over now to Mr. Randy Moore, and I know he's probably busy trying to get this call quieted down. He's going to be introducing our special guest speaker and trainer for tonight, and just to get us prepared for that, if you could just push mute on your phone, that would be great. Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call over to you. Mr. Randy Moore.
All right, Jeff. I apologize. The call tonight, I don't know why I'm working with the operator to try to clear the lines up as soon as we can. I will ask everyone that's on the line tonight either be quiet on the line or if you can mute yourself out, please mute yourself out because we're excited to hear about tonight's speaker. I do want to let everyone know that Mr. Ken Moore is actually ill tonight, so please keep him in your prayer. But before Legal Shield, our special guest worked as a letter carrier for the United States Postal Service, and within 9 months of working his business part-time while still working 65 to 70 hours per week at the post office, he was able to retire when he was just 26 years old. 1 year later, he earned the prestigious 6th ring in Legal Shield, and by the age of 31, he became one of the youngest members of the Millionaires Club. In April 2007, as a $500,000 re-earner, also served as a regional vice president for the state, for six states. Jim, did I lose everyone?
Randy, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to, we lose Mr. Hume. I think we lost Mr. Hume.
Actually, I'm here. Can you
hear me? Hello, with operator.
You don't usually have all that. It's usually very clear.
Mr. Humes, if you'd like to go ahead and get started, I'm seeing Randy is not able to hear.
All right, great. I'm not sure if you all can hear me clearly. Let's try one last time. I know folks who are dialing in. There we go. All right. I think we're good. If we have anyone else who has their phone on speaker, or if you're around someone else with their phone on speaker, maybe listening in from a computer, a lot of times that is the cause for the feedback. So if everyone just mutes themselves out, then that way all will probably be able to flow. Can you guys still hear me?
You sound clear. Go ahead, sir.
All right, great. Fantastic. But listen, I tell you, technical difficulties are a part of life, and so it's great to see how everyone remains professional, and I'm honored to be on this call this evening. First and foremost, definitely will be keeping my good friend, Mr. Ken Moore, in my prayers, and, you know, Randy Moore, you know, obviously your family means the world to me. It's an honor to be on this call. Of course, having Mr. Jeff Hughes as well. Congratulations to the newest six-figure ring earners as well, who I heard introduced at the beginning of the call. I won't stay on long. I really, again, it's an honor to be on this call this evening, really just to share for a few minutes, and I know it's the beginning of the year still. Hard to believe that we're already at the 25th of the month in the beginning of 2016. And so I'll just jump right in. I think we all know, not only with the incentives that you have as a team that I heard Mr. Jeff Hughes just go over, what an awesome opportunity to really look at your goals that you set forth just 3 weeks or so ago, that many of us have written out a month or so ago and made a decision and how we declared that 2016 was going to be better than 2015. Well, let me just tell you right away, 2016 will be the same as 2015 if you do the exact same thing with the exact same people. And I think Legal Shield has incentivized us enough to know, you know, with all that we have with the All In 2 promotion, with you know, RU Core conference for all the senior directors and above. We have so much in front of us and such a huge opportunity to take advantage of right now. Moore gave a great introduction of myself, but let me just kind of give you a little more information on my background as a mailman. One, I'm calling in from the Maryland area, so, you know, we're still somewhat buried in 3 feet of snow right now. So if I was delivering mail right now, I could tell you, you know, things would have been drastically different for me. 3 feet of snow is nothing to play with, but, you know, we're blessed to have been able to dig out a little bit. But that was what I did for a living, and I would have had to find a way to call in today, figure out a way to get to work, even if we couldn't deliver mail, because that was the expectation. Same thing would have been true on Friday and Saturday. But what Legal Shield has allowed me to do is not only be a stay-at-home dad to my 15-year-old daughter who has never known me to work outside the home, but it gave me an opportunity to dust off those visions and dreams that I had for myself and for my life and to make a difference. I'm sorry, can you all still hear me?
Yes, sir, go right ahead. I apologize for the background noise. I'm working on it.
No problem at all. No problem at all. But, you know, it allowed me to look at my dreams and my goals for myself, and I knew the post office wasn't going to allow me to achieve those, and to make a decision to plug into a system that could allow me to have more out of life. And so I want to talk about that really quick. One, of course, we know the promotions that the company has put in place, but what are your promotions for you and your family? What are your goals? What are your wants and reasons, if you will? You know, I know quite a few people who are listening in on this line, and so because of that, I know quite a few of your wants and reasons, your goals, like you know mine. And so I would just challenge everyone, really, before you even set a goal to earn $4,000 by helping someone hit the director position, or even up to $40,000 by utilizing the multiplier, that you first and foremost look at those things that motivate and drive you. For me, it's always been my family. It's being in a position where, you know, I can have the time freedom and also the financial freedom to be a blessing to them. Secondly, you know, last month, Mr. Self and I, through our nonprofit, we were able to provide Christmas for over 1,000 families locally and in five schools outside of the country in Grenada. And that's something that really means a lot to me, to be in a position. I couldn't do those things without Legal Shield. There's no way I could afford, you know, to buy, you know, dozens and dozens of bicycles or toys or even Christmas trees for those who didn't have them. I could provide, you know, opportunities to go to senior citizens' homes and provide gifts to seniors who no longer have family to come visit them. And that's what Legal Shield means to me. You've got to look at your goals and decide what drives you, what forces you, what makes you want to go out and do that sit-down presentation after a long day at work. What makes you want to jump on a conference call like this when the lines aren't working properly, but to remain on and still stay core by taking notes? You know, that's what's going to be the difference between those who are the doers and the dreamers. And it wasn't until I literally declared war and that thing, that mindset, that attitude that was allowing me to be okay with just being okay, that things started to change. And those things started to change because my wants and reasons remained in front of me. I knew I never wanted my mom to go back into the workforce after she had worked 32 years for the electric company locally in the nation's capital. And I knew in order for that to happen, I was going to have to earn some significant income to not only help her retire but stay retired, and we've been able to do that. I knew I wanted to be the type of father that was at every field trip, that was involved, not just there but involved in my daughter's life. And so it meant that I was going to have to stay up later or get up an hour earlier in order to make that happen. If I was willing to do that on a snow day when the post office needed me to, how come I wouldn't be willing to do that for my business? it meant I was going to have to talk to people at odd times because my schedule, I couldn't control it. And so based on that, I may have to go out and prospect at 10, 11 at night at a local convenience store, at a grocery store. I would have to do it early in the morning. I had to figure that out, and you've got to figure it out based on your schedule. It may not work for you the same way it's worked for Brian Carruthers, the same way it's worked for Darnell Self or Kim Moore, you know, or Damian Sheber. It may not work for you the same way it's working for those leaders, but if you stay plugged in and you stay focused on your goals, you can achieve some amazing things here with Legal Shield. So first, what are those wants and reasons? Second, what are you willing to give up in order to go up, right? It's not just going to happen. Trust me. First thing we've got to do is we know that Performance Club qualified and being on Legal Shield Advantage this month are the bare minimum. There's no other way to achieve the goals we set forth if we don't get Performance Club qualified in January, right? We can just toss all the bonuses out the window. So that's the bare minimum. That's the focus. Right, so what are you willing to give up? Maybe it's, you know, game night. Maybe it's, you know, certain things that you typically do that you're going to have to sacrifice in order to put yourself in a position where you can have the things that you want. Right, it's going to be some sacrifices made. I had to sacrifice a lot short term because, again, I wanted a whole lot long term. One of the things I had to sacrifice more than anything else was my victim's mentality. You know, I realized today because I didn't have a lot of personal development prior to getting involved in this industry in Legal Shield, that I was hooked on pain, that I just didn't expect to succeed. I was that person that just, you know, I wanted to just skate by. You know, I figured that, you know, I always looked at the glass half empty versus looking at it half full, and I can, you know, kind of laugh about it now, but I wasn't laughing then. And it wasn't until I started to work on me that I realized that I had that type of mindset and that something had to change. And in order for things to change, it meant my mindset had to change. And then lastly, you know, I had to decide who I was willing to associate and then limit some associations with. Now, this is always the toughest because, you know, everyone who we associate with, they see us a certain way, so they may not see you as that person who's going to go from a brand-new associate, as I heard the young lady who chimed in on the call and was congratulated, to director, where between now and June she'll be walking across the stage in Oklahoma at our conference getting a $4,000 or $40,000 bonus. Her friends don't see her as that person just yet. This may be a new endeavor, but that is where the team comes in. That is where limiting association with those who aren't going and growing in the same direction as you is so important. You know, I'm reading a book currently by Darren Hardy, and it's actually our team's book of the month, Entrepreneur Roller Coaster. And there's a quote in it where he says, "People scorn your entrepreneurial choice in hope of dragging you back into the herd so that they can feel better about themselves." Let me say that again. People scorn your entrepreneurial choice in hope of dragging you back into the herd so that they can feel better about themselves. It's not even about you. Oftentimes people do that just so they can feel better about themselves. They don't want it for themselves, but they don't want you to have success either. And we've got to understand that that's the mentality of the majority of people out here who are okay with just being okay. And because of that, we've got to make sure we limit associations over the next 5 or 6 months as you chase your goals. And it starts with a day-to-day association, making sure you're talking to people who want what you want, so making sure that you're running with people, having a workout partner who can challenge you to be better today than you were yesterday. I was telling Mr. Self recently, because I talk to so many people who say, "I want this, and I want this business to work for me, and I want to be an executive director, and I want to be the next six-figure ring earner." But until it goes from a want-to mentality to a have-to mindset, things won't change, right? Things can't change. There's a huge difference between just wanting to win and refusing to fail. And I had to get to a point where I refused to fail on the things that I want. So it meant that I couldn't just talk about my goals, but I had to actually go out there and guess what? Talk to people, right? Because that's the only way we can succeed. And so I could tell you who my 10 in play are right now, who I'm working on over the course of this week to make sure that, you know, I have my personal recruits in for the month, and I have my personal memberships. I have already recruited one. His name is Joe. He's an insurance agent, and so I, you know, brought him onto the team. I'm talking to a guy named James Maddox, right? He's an IT guy who I'm currently going back and forth with even tonight right before this call, and I'll go back to finish closing him out as we finish. I'm talking to a former a high school friend by the name of Rhonda. I'm talking to a young lady I met at a restaurant named Jasmine. I'm talking to the supervisor at a post office that I pick up my mail, Yolanda Drew, right? I'm talking to the FedEx guy who delivered all of my tools Anthony, right, at the FedEx guy. I'm talking to a gentleman by the name of Franklin White that I met when I was traveling to North Carolina, right? He's one of my 10 in play. I'm talking to another young lady, Kenya Roundtree, who I met in South Carolina when I was doing business there and at the meeting after the meeting. So when I'm traveling, there's no excuse, even as a Platinum World member, not to be outdoing my exposures, not to be following up with individuals, because it's not just about the team. Leaders lead, and so I've got to remain out front and continue to do the thing, even the exact same things that I'm telling you guys that are necessary in order to go out there and have the type of success that you want. So listen, I know success is imminent. I know there's someone on the line right now who will be sleeping in that Rick Haney suite because they're going to make a decision and say, you know what, I appreciate what Jeff Hughes said, and that's mine. I'm going to get that. I experienced that, and I tell you, it's a life-changing opportunity when you have the opportunity to be at the home office. I was able to wake up early and have dinner with breakfast with my good friend, Mr. Ken Moore, and it was, you know, just an incredible opportunity to be a part of a company that can allow me to go from where I was to where I am today. And the best part is we're all still growing. Let me close with this, and I'll pass it back to Mr. Moore. My good friend Harold Brandt says it best in one of his poems when he asked the question, you know, what will be your legacy? Will it be something beautiful, or will people have to get up and lie at your funeral? I just found that to be so powerful to think about, you know, what my legacy would be, to ask ourselves what our legacy would be, you know, to make sure that folks don't have to get up and pick anything up at our last days. And so, listen, we put ourselves in a position, one, by joining this incredible company. Now let's make sure we do something with it. God bless you guys. I appreciate the opportunity. Mr. Moore, my friend, I'll pass the call back over to you.
Well, Mr. Humes, I appreciate you being on. I apologize for the call being messed up tonight. First time we've had that in probably a couple of years. I do not know what's going on, but, you know, we just sort of make lemons out of this lemonade here. That's just the way it works, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's go back to Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you still on the call? You may have a question or comment for Mr. Humes before we let him go.
Yeah, Mr. Humes, I appreciate you being on the call, and I always love hearing your story. You know, there's different people in the company that we identify with just because their story resonates. And I don't know what it is about your story, but I've liked you from the very beginning, the first time I ever saw you on stage back in 2000, I think. And the question I'd like to have tonight is, when you got started, before you had evidence that this thing was working, you committed to the weekly meeting. I mean, you committed to kind of do the deal. What was the motivating factor that caused you to commit when other people weren't willing?
Great question. The motivating factor for me to commit was one, my wants and reasons, the very thing I talked about. Was it easy? Absolutely not. I never knew my schedule, so I never knew what time I would get off. For the first 8 months, I actually went to the briefing in my postal uniform. I never got off in enough time to clean myself up and go in as sharp as everyone else, but I was so committed to being around those who had my answer and get away from those who had my problem that I showed up, and that's 90% of it is just showing up. There's some work involved, but that was a huge caveat, if you will, to the success that was to come. The second thing I talked about as well, it was my associations. You know, when you're around the likes of Darnell Self and so many others who were there with us in the very beginning, they not only showed up, but they showed up with guests. And so I knew that it was important that I did the same thing. So I just plugged in. It wasn't going to change. Things wasn't going to change. I was going to have to force them to change by making sure I committed to the 10 core commitments, which, of course, I love to train on, and just being as core as I possibly could. So, that was really key and such a great question. It's so easy to make excuses as to why we can't show up, but that's really part of it. I needed that meeting more than it needed me, and by showing up, I put myself in a position to win.
You don't want to be helpful.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeff, I appreciate
that.
Let's go out to Austin, Texas, to Manly Wilson. Manly, did you have a question or comment before we end the call?
Yeah, I do, Mike. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Hey, Mike, I've heard your story before, and it's always amazing. But I remember you were in Houston one day when we were there on a Super Saturday, and you talked about the importance of having your calendar filled up. And when that changed for you, seems like your business really took off. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Absolutely. First and foremost, again, congratulations on being one of the newest six-figure ring earners. Congrats to you. And you're right, it was the calendar. You know, I fooled myself into thinking after coming back from a conference, because again, I talked the talk. I said I was going to do this and I said I was going to do that. But you know, even today, if I open up my calendar, the calendar doesn't lie, right? It's going to tell me exactly how many appointments I have. I can't make up the names of those who I have in play that I just reeled off on this call. You know, you've got to actually have it. And once they're in my calendar, you know, once I've really set up to go out and make it happen. And I came back from a conference and I looked at my calendar and I said, this is the month. I proclaimed to my coworkers, my family, you know, my friends, it's going to happen in the month of April. But when I look back, I only had four things on my calendar, right? Two sit downs, a fast start training, and, you know, something else that was there. And so you can't get it done, you know, with three or four pieces of activity on your calendar. It's just not going to happen. But that following month, and I'm sure you remember because you, you know, brought up the story, my calendar was completely full. And based on that activity, you know, going through each and every person and saying, I'm going to do every sit-down presentation as if my life depended on it. I know this product better than the prospect. If you've seen this product, this is a presentation more than two times, you've seen it twice as much as your prospect. So you know more than they do. So I just had to get comfortable and feel comfortable and know that, you know, that I needed, right, to get in front of as many people as possible. And the results just come as a result of that. You know, Jim Rohn used to say, you know, just you get to the point where you can get 3 out of 10. I'll tell you, you know, it's 2016. Identity theft is the fastest, the worst crisis we've ever seen, right? Something that we can't control from a standpoint of how someone can basically not just steal what we currently have, but steal our future. And so we have a product and a service, of course, our legal plan, that people can't get anywhere else. We are a commodity, so we've got to get out there and tell people about it. So get well-versed on how this service works. Get well-versed on how this opportunity works. You know, I had a call yesterday, and, you know, a gentleman shared two stories. So I always write down the stories of the person who is part of our testimonials. And I'm not sure if you guys have that as well, but, you know, I'm always sharing, you know, those testimonials. And so one of the testimonials from yesterday was a gentleman who's a CDL driver, and he, you know, had a moving traffic violation, and that ticket went from $249 was what the $292 rather was what the ticket was, but the attorney knocked it down to a $92 donation. Right? I didn't even know that was legal. They made it a legal donation where he could write that off. And so again, we just got to get good at telling the stories, right? He also talked about being able to leave work, you know, 4 days at 9 a.m. He was at work at 10:30. So, again, we got to get good at telling the story, right? And the more stories you tell, and I'll tell those stories all week about, hey, have you ever had a moving traffic violation? If you have, a buddy of mine just had one, and his ticket, you know, was knocked down over $200 and actually turned into a write-off. So if that's something you're looking for, our service can provide that. So, again, tell other people's story until you get a story.
Okay, well, I'm in the road.
Well, Mike, I appreciate it, buddy. I know that we took that nugget, and that's part of what helped us hit our $100,000 ring, and we appreciate the nugget that you gave us that day, even though you didn't know you were doing it. We took it to heart, and I thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome. Again, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
We're just wrapping up. Well.
Mike,
sorry.
I'm really having problems with the phone tonight. Mike, can you hear me?
I sure can. Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Again, I want to thank you for being our special guest speaker tonight. Even though we had the technical difficulties of people that stayed on the call and could hear you through all that, of course, we record these calls, so they may have to listen to it two or three times because of the background noise. But thank you for being on the call. I apologize for the problems, but the people that stayed on, they did get a whole lot out of it because I did. And I know that. So, again, I appreciate you're one of the best friends we have in Legal Shield. You're a dedicated Christian young man, and we appreciate you and appreciate what you say from stage because we know it comes straight from your heart.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. And, again, it's an honor to be on the call and definitely looking forward to seeing everyone, if not in Dallas for the RU Core conference and, of course, in Oklahoma. Looking forward to it. Everyone take care. God bless.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and end the call. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulties we had, but if you stayed on and were able to listen to Mr. Humes, I know you got something out of it because I did. So we'll do this, ladies and gentlemen. Just keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and everything else always works out. Good night, everyone.